Welcome to Enclave On Air. I'm your host today, Caroline Seymour. Enclave On Air is a podcast from Enclave, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Enclave covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, sponsored by Daiichi Sankyo, we had the pleasure of speaking with Aditya Bardia, MD, MPH, an assistant professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School, and a medical oncologist with Massachusetts General Hospital. Dr. Bardia discussed data from DESTINY-Breast03, HER2CLIMB, and NALA, important findings that were presented at the 2021 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium for patients who have metastatic HER2-positive breast cancer with brain metastases. In DESTINY-Breast03, investigators found that trastuzumab deruxtecan significantly reduced the risk of progression or death compared with trastuzumab emtansine, results Bardia called practice-changing. Data from HER2CLIMB showed that trastuzumab plus capecitabine and tucatinib extended overall survival by more than 9 months compared with capecitabine and trastuzumab alone. NALA findings showed that neratinib plus capecitabine induced better outcomes in patients who received at least two previous HER2-directed treatment regimens compared with lapatinib plus capecitabine. Finally, Dr. Bardia talked about upcoming results in breast cancer that he is looking forward to, including DESTINY-Breast04, TROPICS-02, and Persevera breast cancer. So just starting off, what would you say your top 2 to 3 abstracts and presentations from 2021 were in HER2-positive breast cancer?
It was a pleasure to attend San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium in 2021. A number of practice-changing studies were presented, as well as updates from previous practice-changing trials. If I were to pick two studies in HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer that were presented at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium, the first one would have to be DESTINY-Breast03, a practice-changing study, very exciting results. As a brief reminder, DESTINY-Breast03 was a clinical trial for patients with metastatic HER2-positive breast cancer in the second-line setting. The trial compared two ADCs, trastuzumab deruxtecan versus T-DM1. And it demonstrated that patients who received trastuzumab deruxtecan had a superior progression-free survival as compared to those who received T-DM1. The initial results were presented at ESMO 2021, and then we saw an update presented by Dr. Sarah Hurwitz at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. Patients who received trastuzumab deruxtecan had a 72% lower risk of progression or death as compared to the T-DM1 group. This corresponded to a hazard ratio of 0.28. Very impressive, something we've not seen in this setting. The other update that was presented related to DESTINY-Breast03 was patients who had brain metastases. In this subgroup, again, patients who received trastuzumab deruxtecan had a superior progression-free survival, about 15 months, as compared to just 3 months with T-DM1, demonstrating the activity of this agent, even in patients with brain metastases. So to me, that's a practice-changing study, and I would consider trastuzumab deruxtecan in the second-line setting for patients with HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer. Now, in terms of the second study that I would like to highlight is the updated results from the HER2CLIMB clinical trial, the results were presented by Dr. Nancy Lin. As a reminder, HER2CLIMB study was a study that looked at a triplet combination of trastuzumab plus capecitabine plus tucatinib versus looking at trastuzumab plus capecitabine plus placebo. So triplet versus doublet. And we had previously seen that the triplet combination is superior to the doublet, and this resulted in the regulatory approval of tucatinib for patients with HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer. So at San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium 2021, we saw updated results related to overall survival. And with additional follow-up, tucatinib in combination with trastuzumab and capecitabine continue to demonstrate improved overall survival benefit of 9.1 months in patients with brain metastases as compared to the control group. As a reminder, HER2CLIMB was a unique trial in that it also allowed patients with active brain metastases. Trials in general don't allow that, but tucatinib is an agent that has activity in patients with brain mets, and the trial demonstrated that. if you look at the brain metastases subgroup, patients with active brain mets versus patients with treated stable brain mets, in both the groups, tucatinib performed superior. In patients with active brain mets, 9.6 months improvement in overall survival, and in patients with stable brain mets, 5.2 months improvement in overall survival. Data again confirmed that tucatinib is an active agent. It should be something to consider in a patient with HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer, particularly in patients with active brain metastases.
Going back to DESTINY-Breast03, the subgroup analysis, are the data in patients with brain metastases compelling enough to warrant consideration in that population, or is it still too early to say definitively?
Yeah, the data to me are compelling. Trastuzumab deruxtecan is an active agent even in patients with brain metastases. We saw this earlier in DESTINY-Breast01 in the subgroup analysis, and we see it again in DESTINY-Breast03. I would mention that both these trials enrolled patients with stable brain metastases. They necessarily did not enroll patients who were having progressive brain metastases. That is something that the HER2CLIMB trial addressed.
And then I believe we also saw last year a look at the NALA regimen in patients with brain metastases as well. What are your thoughts on that analysis?
NALA trial looked at neratinib plus capecitabine versus lapatinib plus capecitabine and demonstrated that neratinib plus capecitabine is superior to lapatinib plus capecitabine. This resulted in the regulatory approval of neratinib for patients with HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer. Neratinib, similar to tucatinib, is an agent that has activity in patients with brain metastases. We saw it earlier in the NALA trial that the risk of progression in the brain or development of new brain metastases was lower. The updated results also confirmed that. So neratinib is another agent to consider in a patient with brain metastases.
And now, more of a forward-looking question. Are there any ongoing or planned studies that you're looking forward to seeing the results of or you're closely keeping your eye on?
So in terms of upcoming studies that we are eagerly looking forward to in terms of results, there are three that I would like to highlight. The first one is DESTINY-Breast04. That is looking at trastuzumab deruxtecan for patients with hormone receptor positive or to low metastatic breast cancer. So a different indication for an ADC, and as per a press release in February, the trial results were positive. So we look forward to seeing the full data related to trastuzumab deruxtecan for hormone receptor positive HER2-low metastatic breast cancer. The second one, a similar trial in this setting, but looking at a different ADC, and that is sacituzumab govitecan, an ADC that targets TROP2. FDA approved for metastatic triple-negative breast cancer, but TROP2 is also expressed in hormone-receptor-positive breast cancer. So we should be seeing the results of the TROPiCS-02 trial looking at sacituzumab govitecan versus standard chemotherapy for hormone-receptor-positive HER2-negative metastatic breast cancer. And the third relates to oral SERDs. A number of oral selective estrogen receptor degraders in clinical development. At the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium, we saw the results of the EMERALD trial that demonstrated elacestrant is superior to standard endocrine therapy for patients with metastatic hormone receptor positive breast cancer. And there are a number of other oral SERDs in clinical development, amcenestin, giredestrant. So we look forward to seeing the results from the randomized phase 2, phase 3 clinical trials evaluating these novel oral SERDs.
Great. I think that's a great note to end on. Thank you so much, Dr. Bardia, for your time. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, same here. Thanks.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air, sponsored by Daiichi Sankyo. Check back on Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive and OncLive SOSS. On Facebook, like us at OncLive and OncLive State of the Science Summit, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you like today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.